So we had a box full of all these bright pink and blue and green rash shirts that were not good for anything except for maybe, you know, kids surf life saving or something, because they wouldn't fit anyone else. What? My old boy has a printing shop, so he does designs and stuff like that. The design side, I'm still, not great at. Like, it'll take me ages to do something that's, you know, half decent. And there's a few guys going like, oh, love your shirt. Where'd you get that? Can I get one of them? And it's like, oh, yeah, all right, you know.
This episode is sponsored by Foil Sessions, the foiling app that lets you track all your foiling sports. This is Up on Foil, the podcast for everyone flying just above the surface. Pump, carb, soar, let's foil! Welcome to episode number 63 of Up on Foil, the podcast where we talk all about foiling. And today with me is Corey Elward. You are Mr. Foil Brained. I see you all the time on Instagram. So cool to have you on the show, man. How are you?
Good, mate. Cheers. Thanks for having me. It's not many people get to see my face, unfortunately, behind the scenes there. But it's good to get it out there for sure.
Is that on purpose?
Well, no. Usually we got Svenny, who kind of takes the lead on all the social media stuff. He's a bit of a fiend, so for anyone that doesn't know him, follow him on Instagram there, Svenny Foils. He's the biggest prother out.
Very nice. When was the last time you were on the water?
So we just got back from 3 weeks in Bali. So yeah, wow. we just did 3 weeks of camps over there, which was pretty awesome with my mate Dylan from Flow Foiling. And yeah, it was epic. Like, yeah, foiling every day over there in Sanua. So yeah, it was pretty awesome. Pretty good.
But you
good
were spot. Working there, right?
Yeah, so we were hosting camps. We ran 3 1-week camps, just facilitating for people who wanted to go and foil that didn't know, you know, where to start or, you know, who to go and see. So yeah, kind of put a bit of a thing together and put it out there, and yeah, that response was awesome. You know, we got so many crew over. This was the second one. We did one in April, which was really, really good. And then off the back of that, we thought, why not? We'll do it again. And this one was just the same. Like, you know, to get a group of foilers together that, you know, all share a common interest and just frothing out, you know, you get sitting in the lineup and you're just watching, you know, foiler after foiler, you know, getting towed into waves, and everyone's just, you're having a sick time. It's, yeah, it's a pretty hard feeling to beat. It's pretty cool. Pretty lucky with this community, I reckon. Yeah.
Amazing. But I still think, well, one for you is still work, right? You gotta organize, you have to look after the others. And also what I think is difficult maybe is like the level. You just said, yeah, we have everyone who wanted to come who could join. How did you like pick your candidates? Or you must have been on foil, or were there newbies, pros, mixed? So, how was that combination?
So we tried to make it so you had to know how to tow foil. So as the bar kind of, if you could tow start, like water start, that was pretty much the bar. You didn't necessarily have to be confident riding waves, because like the setup over there, like within a day, you're going to be pretty dialed in. So we had a couple of people in the first week that struggled a little bit the first couple of days. By the end of the week, they were, you know, riding 200-300 meter waves all the way through to the end. Like, it's, yeah, the progression from everyone, like even the guys that were half decent, you know, like by the end of the week are just like shredding. Like the progression, just getting that repetitiveness like over and over again was just, it's pretty cool to see. Everyone's list levels up. And had Dylan Bez, he came over on the last week as well. So to watch him like shredding in real life was pretty special. Pumping around for a bloody 20 minutes while everyone else is getting towed in. He's just pumping around. Pretty cool.
How do you coach people though? Because you probably talk to them like before they get towed in, and then they're on their own, right? Do you talk to them afterwards, or how do you do that?
Yeah, so the guys that we use over there at Sanua Surf, Wayan, he's absolutely amazing. So he does a lot of the coaching. He'll literally whip them into the wave and he'll be driving alongside them, pretty much just yelling directions at them as they're going along. So he's intimidates them for the first couple, but he's he's really good. And you know, the feedback we had from, you know, for him is just been unbelievable. You know, he's an absolute professional, and yeah, just loves his job. And he'll tell you he's an amateur foiler, but the guy absolutely rips. He'll jump on anyone's setup, and at the end of the day, get whipped into a couple. And yeah, he's pretty cool to watch.
Very nice. But what was your job then? Were you more the organizer, the host?
Yeah, or... yeah. So we organized everything from the accommodation to the boats to the bikes to it's pretty much all. So everyone pretty much just had to rock up, and once they were there, everything else was taken care of. So it's really just a camp where you can just turn up and everything's done for you. You don't have to think about when are we going towing, where are we going towing. Every night there's a briefing. Every morning, you know, the forecast is video sent through to us. You know, this is what the conditions are like. Pick your foil, pick your board, let's go, you know, out there for 4 to 5 hours towing, and then, you know, come back in the arvo, massage bintangs in the pool. Like it's a pretty good few weeks. So for anyone interested, like, yeah, it's definitely worth a look. It's great fun.
Very nice. But when you came back, well, first, were you able to go foiling as well, or were you just there to look that everything worked out? You had your couple of weeks.
So we foil as well. Yeah, so we get in amongst it, and that's half the fun, you know, just everyone foiling together and sharing the stoke. So yeah, we're pretty lucky. It's and same deal, you know, we'll throw Wyan and the boys in, and they'll have a foil as well, and you know, everyone kind of gets in together, and just it makes it, you know, it's that camaraderie and the just everyone having a good time together is kind of it's what we kind of just wanted out of the camp, and we've been very fortunate with the ones that we've done that's what it's, you know, everyone gets in, everyone helps each other pack the boat, unload the boat, you know, it's like it's just the little things that's, I think, you know, with foiling in general, you know, like the whole community is just, you know, it's pretty awesome. I'm out to have a good time. You know, there's no egos or anything. It's just, you know, everyone's there to have fun. And, you know, the amount of party ways we had was just out of control. Like you just couldn't do that surfing. But, you know, yes, there's ways of, like, you know, four foilers on there, you know, weaving in and out. It's just, it's sick. It's awesome. So, and, you know, it's only really through the whole foil brain side of things that you get these connections and meet people and get these opportunities. So that in itself's been pretty awesome.
It really sounds, and I can 100% agree, like something clicks in the brain once you're on foil. That just, it's really being foil brain. Let's talk about it. Your website, foilbrain.com. First of all, did you come up with that name foil brain? When did that appear? Do you remember?
Well, I remember back when I first started foiling, like everyone was saying it, you know, like, oh, once you start foiling, you're just going to be totally foil brained. You'll be foil brained. And it's funny because when we started foil brained, it wasn't for the clothing at all. You know, it was we wanted to get some gear. I live in Geraldton, which is about four hours or 400 Ks north of Perth in Western Australia. So quite a remote place. Pretty well known for wind sports. You know, it's pretty windy here during the summer and that, so it's pretty popular for all the Euros come over and do the windsurfing and kiting and stuff. But we don't really have any shops, so we kind of were like, well, let's come up with a company, and we can, you know, try and get some gear up here and get it into community and make it a bit more accessible to everyone. So we thought, oh, we've got to come up with a name for the business. So, you know, throw a few names around there, and then foil brain, you know, it's like, well, let's type it in, see if foil brain's, you know, available. And it was, which I was actually pretty surprised. So I'm like, well, that's it, you know, foil brain. Everyone says it. So that's going to be the one. And we thought, well, we got the business. We better print some shirts, try and make it look, you know, semi-professional. So we printed a few shirts up and started wearing them down the beach. And there's a few guys going like, oh, love your shirt. Where'd you get that? Can I get one of them? And it's like, oh, yeah, all right. You know, he's like, give it one. Then, you know, someone else will be like, oh, nice. Can I get one of those shirts? And then before you knew it, we're like, well, let's just go away from the foil side of things and let's just, you know, print some shirts, and like everyone's frothing on them. So let's just put it out there and have a laugh and see what happens. So here we are.
and who was that when you started? It was you and who else?
Yeah, so it's me and two of my best mates. So yeah, so I started foiling probably 2 years before they did, and then kind of convinced them to come over. They're pretty head-minded surfers, headstrong surfers. So it took me a bit, but finally got them to come across and give it a go. And yeah, one of them's absolutely hooked. The other one is still torn. He'll still try and surf when it's good and then call me up as soon as he gets in and gone, oh, I should have gone foiling. I should have gone foiling. But, they're great guys. They pretty much wind me back a bit. If I was left to my own devices, that would have just stuff everywhere. Yeah, they kind of keep me a bit more grounded and keep my expectations a bit more realistic, I guess. But they're great. I wouldn't be here without them as well. So their support and that's, you know, it's been awesome.
When did you start with Foil Brained? When did that start?
So 23, I think. We started. So yeah, the end of 23 is when we first started printing some shirts and getting them out there. And then, so yeah, it's only really been 2 years, I guess, you know, since it's been going, but you know, it's amazing. Even in that 2 years, you look around and you'll see posts on Instagram and stuff and you'll do like a double take and go, oh, I think that's one of our shirts. Or, you know, that's one of our jerseys or one of our hats. And, you know, to see it, like, you know, coming from a small town in Western Australia to see, you know, your stuff all over the world, you know, Hawaii, Switzerland, you know, like it's just, yeah, sometimes just sit back and pinch yourself and go like, yeah, it's pretty cool that people are, you know, as excited about it as we are, you know, that's all we wanted, just something fun, you know, that people can enjoy and, you know, wear and just kind of share the Foil Brain froth, really.
What was the first design? Because suddenly it popped up in my Instagram. And
yeah, so the first one we did was like, hang on, let me see. I'll see if I can find one.
Ah, yeah, nice. For all the listeners here, you might go over to YouTube because it's going to be a very visual episode. And I'm just going through the website and it looks so cool. These designs are really nice. And you got something for every foiling sport. So let's see what the first one was.
Oh, we're trying. Sometimes it's really hard to rein it in because there's so many designs going on in my head. I'm like, I just want to do everything. You kind of got to wind it down a little bit. So this was the first one that we ever did. That was the original one. And then from there, we went from one to the next. And now I don't even know how many designs there are now. There's designs on the computer that haven't even gone onto t-shirts yet that are just, yeah, it's good fun.
Are you the designer? Are you like the creative that designs these things?
So, yeah. So we all kind of chip in, but we all kind of have an idea and then, you know, Some don't work, don't worry. There's some that we do and come up with and just go like, oh, that's absolutely horrible. We can't put that on a shirt. But, you know, there's some of them actually turn out a lot better than you think. But yeah, really it's just you kind of have an idea and then you try and put it all together and mash it around. And it's funny, you kind of put it out to different people to get their opinions on it. And you know, some people absolutely love it and other people hate it. And it's like, well, you know, you can't have a shirt that pleases everyone. So you just kind of put it out there and you try and we do try and mix it up a bit. So it's not all, you know, one style, it's a few different, you know, different things, not so loud and some other really loud ones, but it's a work in progress and we're always, you know, coming up with new logos and new designs. That's half the fun of it.
What's your background? How do you like, do you go to art school or how did you
come up with that? My old boy has a printing shop, so he does designs and stuff like that. So when I was little, I was kind of like younger, I was kind of around like screen printing and t-shirts and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of had an idea of how it all worked and what was involved. So for that part was pretty easy. The design side, I'm still, you know, not great at. Like it'll take me ages to do something that's, you know, half decent, but I do enjoy doing it and, you know, fiddling around and playing with stuff. And there's some stuff that we outsource because it's just, you know, some of the complex stuff is just easier just to get, you know, the really good guys to finish it off for you. You can just do like a sketch of what you want and then send it to them. And yeah, within, you know, 2 days, they've got it back to you with, you know, looking $1 million. So there's, I can't take all the credit, but yeah, the ideas and stuff, we definitely share it around and it's funny some of the ones that come up and some of the ones that are in the works at the moment are just, it's good.
Let's talk about maybe that first design. When you design something like that, you work on tablet or a graphics tablet or do you go on paper? So, how do you get into that?
So, yeah, pretty much it's just an idea that we sketch out kind of onto paper and then try and pick like designs or artwork from different places that we can kind of mash together and try and make it work. And the first one was really, we wanted a brain, we wanted it on a foil board, and
makes sense.
And just, try and, as simple as it could be, foil brained. When it all came together and we looked at it, we're like, that's it. That's the first one. That's perfect. And then from there, we've been through some changes, just trying to, just kind of clean it up a little bit and make it a bit more universal and stuff. Yeah, the old one's still a favorite among a lot of people. So it's pretty cool.
But it's also nice that you get new disciplines that you can adapt to. That probably helps you to sell even more.
It does, yeah. So we just did the para wing one, I think just before I went to Bali. And that was pretty popular when we released that one. That was pretty cool. There's a lot that I'd love to do and that I will do. But it's just, kind of easing them into the lineup. So it's not, there's not so much there all at once. But there's heaps, like between foil drives and, para wings and bloody toe foiling, e-foiling.
The boogie is on here as well.
Boogie, yep. So we had to do the boogie one because we've got the boogie now. So that was a no-brainer. And those things are, I don't know. Have you tried one, the toe boogie?
No, I've never had the chance. And in Switzerland, it's not allowed. And I don't know if anyone around here has one. I just used foil drive, but it looks like the perfect thing.
Oh, there's so much fun. It's ridiculous. It's like having your own jet ski and you don't need a driver. It's perfect. It's so much fun. I think we got maybe 10 in town now. Like, that's how popular they are here. We'd have to have one of the highest highest boogie per capita, I think, for sure. Like, it's out of control.
But how is it on the water then?
It's good. Yeah, it's really good. It's
no problem. They don't bump into each other.
Nah. We got a pretty big stretch of coastline. So you might only have two or three out at once, together. It's, we got probably, 30 Ks worth of waves that we stretch out over. So it's, we're pretty spoiled where we are.
No entanglements of the lines of the toe boogie and they pull each other in different directions?
Nah. It's been, they're pretty cool. It's, I think we've had four out at once and not really an issue. If it's busy, a lot of the guys will just leave it out the back, like whip in and just leave it sit there and just pump back out to it and go again. Usually if there's three or four people there, someone will bugger off and go, up the beach a bit further or whatever because you can. Like, you can go anywhere. So that's the best part about them. You don't have to stay where everyone is. You just get on it and go.
We probably have to explain to maybe some listeners who have never heard of it before what it is. Can you just 1 minute pitch what it is?
So pretty much it's like an inflatable jet ski, I guess, is the best kind of, explanation. It weighs about 30 kilos with the battery in it. So it's got some weight, but it's not, it's not over. Like, you can carry it down to the beach, put it in the water. It's probably, maybe a meter wide, long by, 600 wide. It's pretty manageable. And it's just got a little leg that sticks down with a prop, and that's just on a little leg. You can turn either way, and you just got the remote. So you chuck it in the water, you push the button, you can pull the trigger to make it go, hold onto the rope, drag yourself up. Once you're up, whichever side of the boogie you go, it'll turn the other way. So you go that side, it'll turn that way, vice versa. It's actually so easy to use. Once you've got up behind it for a few minutes, like, you suss it out so quickly. It's amazing. It's very intuitive. And once you let go on the rope and you pull into the wave, it'll go into auto follow mode, and then you can pull the trigger and it'll follow you all the way to the end of the wave, and you'll come down, it'll pull up next to you. You can grab the rope again, keep going. Like, it's Mark's done an amazing job with it. It's a brilliant bit of kit. And anyone that hasn't tried it, give it a go. It's good fun. Right.
Sounds really, really cool. I want to get back into your shop, because I'm just going to look through the shop. And of course, there are the shirts. Were the shirts the first things you did?
Yes. Yeah. So shirts were the first, because for us, it was just the easiest thing that, people were chasing, when we first did these original ones, everyone was asking for them, and we're like, oh, well, let's do shirts. And then, as the shirts got on, we're like, oh, well, what's next? So we do hats, let's do some beanies, let's, And then obviously being hot in summer, especially here, you know, I think today it was 43 degrees Celsius, like it's warm. So we looked into doing the sun, like the hooded sun shirts and stuff. And yeah, they've been amazing. Like they're really good. So I think I've still got my original one that we first made, and I've worn that to Bali, I think, you know, 3 trips now and all around West Oz, and they're still going strong. So they're good.
And you had some friends who were already in that industry to help you not make basic mistakes, I suppose.
Still trial and error. Don't worry. There was a lot of...
Like what?
There's a lot of...
Can you share some stories?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first, we got some rashies made, some long sleeve rashies, hooded rashies made the first time, and went through a supplier that was recommended to us, and we got these rash shirts delivered, and we were stoked because they looked awesome, you know, all the photos and everything. Like we were pumped. They're like, these are going to be sick. And we got them, and I pulled the large out of the box, and it would have struggled to fit on a 8-year-old kid. Like it was that small.
Oh, shit.
So we had a box full of all these bright pink and blue and green rash shirts that were not good for anything except for maybe, you know, kids surf life saving or something, because they wouldn't fit anyone else.
Wow.
So there's always learning curves, and there's always things like that kind of throw curveballs your way. But for the most part, it's been pretty good. A lot of the stuff that we can do in-house, we'll do in-house, which, you know, you can control the variables like the printing and stuff. We'll always try and do in-house. Like every shirt we print, we know that it's good. You know, the quality's there, and, you know, we're happy with it. So that side of stuff, the jerseys and stuff we do get done overseas, just purely for a, you know, cost kind of exercise. It's just, it's just not viable. I'd love to do them here in Australia, but unfortunately it's just not viable. But the quality and that is great. The guys we deal with over there are amazing. Can never do enough to help us. So yeah, we're pretty stoked.
But you do the shirts at your place. Is that your full-time job?
No. So I work offshore. So I actually work on the tugs. So offshore tugs. Yeah. So it's actually funny. All three of us that are involved with Foil Brain all work on the tugs, all drive tugs. So it's actually kind of ironic, but that's how we all know each other. So that's where it all started.
So are those the little boats that pull bigger boats in harbors?
That's right. Yeah. So the two boys that I'm in with, so they do it in ports, and then I do it on a slightly bigger scale out at sea. So it's a good job, you know, working on the water. It's great. We do a roster, so it's 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off, so equal time. So, you know, you get your time home, gives me time to, you know, go foiling and, you know, make the most of it. And then when I'm at work, I pretty much do most of my Foil Brain stuff. So it's,
that is super cool. Maybe you can, because I'm super interested. I've never talked to someone in that area. So where do you do that with these tugs? Is that in Geraldton as well or in Perth, or where do you do that?
So where I work, so I work on the Prelude FLNG facility on that project, which is it's about 300 k's northwest of Broome, so kind of below like Roti Island, Indonesia, straight below there, kind of in the middle of the middle of nowhere, pretty much. So, they've got a big floating gas plant out there, which they produce LNG, LPG gas there, and then there's 3 tugs that we work on out there, and we help bring the LNG tankers alongside the facility. They load them up, then we sail them, and that's pretty much what we do out there for 4 weeks, and, you know, a few other bits and pieces, obviously, but that's the main role out there. Put the ships alongside, take them off, and as long as that all happens safely, we've got a job.
So I'm just, because that sounds incredible, and I want to stay on that topic for a sec. You're 3 little tugs, but then you have that big ship. How big are these ships? How is the communication between you guys, like trying to maneuver that boat?
Yeah, so all the ships have marine pilots on board. So the facility has their own pilots, which will jump onto the tankers and guide them in. And then, so they'll pretty much make an approach, and all 3 tugs will put tow lines up, make fast on the tanker, And then the pilot will pretty much just give us commands, which way he wants us to pull him around or slow him down. And he'll just tell us what to do pretty much. And we'll just, you know, we follow his commands until the tank is alongside. Once it's alongside and they tie it all up, then we'll just take the power off and take our lines back and go and wait. It's time to go.
It's funny. You make it sound so easy.
No, it's a good job. It's it's good fun. And, you know, you get to be on the water. So it's a win.
And then you come back and you have 4 weeks time until you're kind of deployed again. And you can work for Foil Brand 100%. That is also very cool because you can really focus on that. You said that you do the shirts in-house. Are you in your shop right now?
Yeah.
How's it? Can you make you like turn a camera around? I see some shirts in the background.
Yep, just have some shirts and bits and pieces up there. And then if you can see behind me, all the printing stuff there. So,
and you got that printer after the first couple of shirts went well. You said, all right, it's going to get bigger. We're going to invest in that. Or did you rent this printer or something?
No, so we share this building. So with people that are doing it as well. So it's kind of works well for both of us. So we use some of their space and we're all doing the same thing. So it's good, kind of like a joint venture, I guess.
You did the caps as well?
Yeah, they're all the caps. So,
and if one were to order one of these things, they're so cool. If you if someone orders one of these shirts and caps, are you the person who like packages it, or you have a whole team that help you out?
Yeah, so I do a lot of it when I'm home. 90% of the time it'll be me that's printing and packing it and sending it away. If I'm away, then a couple of the other boys, because our kind of roster overlaps, the other boys will do it, or we'll get someone to come in and grab the stuff for us and put it in the post. It's a team effort for sure, 100%. But when I'm home, I'll do my best to try and pack every order, and it's always a bit more rewarding when you're putting it in yourself and printing it yourself and sending it off. I get a bit of a thrill out of it. It's great, especially when you look at some of the places that it's going. It's pretty cool.
Very nice. And you said that you're growing, it's getting bigger, it seems to work, people seem to really order that. And then you said, now you started with these camps. This year was the first time with the camps. You said in the spring there was one, and now 3 weeks. Are you going to continue with those as people? Yeah, it looks like they're booking.
Yeah, so this one was another success. Like, we're pretty happy with it. So we've just booked in. We've locked in April for 2026. So starting from the 8th of April for 3 weeks, there will be another Foil Brain Flow Foiling Bali camp. So for anyone that's keen, there'll be dates dropping and, on the Instagram probably next week, I'd say, with a bit more info on the whole deal. But it'd be great to get some more crew over there because, there's a lot of people that are even from the last camp are saying, we're coming back. So it's good. It is. It's great. And the best part about it, aside from obviously foiling, in paradise really is, all the people you meet, people that you wouldn't meet otherwise, you meet people from all over the world, through a common interest. And that's pretty cool.
It's amazing. Not only on the water, but also off the water. I mean, I could talk about foiling all the time. In April is the next one. If I look here, what is included? If someone like books it, they have to fly there. And as soon as they get there,
As soon as they get there,
or do you have to bring their own stuff?
So bring your own stuff. Purely just because it's so much easier if people just use the gear that they're used to. Because we can't guarantee that the gear that we'll have there will suit everyone. So obviously, if you've got your own gear, it's definitely preferable to bring your gear. Once you're there, you're pretty much getting picked up from the airport, brought to the villa, and everything else is taken care of. So you just sit back and, enjoy, foil your brains out.
That sounds real like something. And they have to put in a deposit if they want to come. And then
Once we put out the dates, which will be, I'd say probably next week, we'll have the dates out and everything locked in. So anyone that's interested, reach out to us on Instagram or, through the shop, whichever way you want to do it. And and we'll give you all the info you need to know, and hopefully see you there, because it's an epic time. And it's the people you meet, the relationships you build there is, it's just as good as the foiling. You walk away from there with, you know, 20 new friends that you never would have had before. And it's pretty cool.
Very nice. You have shirts, you have hats, you have rashies, as you said. Are you going to grow into like wetsuits as well, or even boards, foils? Any plans on that?
Well, I'm not putting a limit on anything, to be honest. We'll just see where it goes. No, at the moment, I think where we're at is comfortable, and it's good. I just want to make everything as good a quality as I can. And you know, if people are happy, and if I get enough interest in something that people want to see, then yeah, for sure, I'll do it. You know, like it's that's why we started this. You know, get people frothing on the gear and sharing the foil brain stoke. So if anyone's out there and there's something they want to see, even that's designs or anything, like, yeah, reach out to us, shoot us an email, like reach out to us on Instagram. Like we're not closed to anything. We'll try anything. So yeah.
Always. Do you have a lot of those? Like, ooh, you need to have this design as well. I want to have this on a shirt. You get a lot of these?
Not as many as you'd think. There is a few people, but yeah, not as many as you'd think. So yeah, I love it when people, you know, message to say like, oh, have you thought about doing this, or you know, do that, because you know, everyone's got their own kind of perception of what foiling is or could be, and to see everyone's different, you know, views and ideas on it is, yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, if anyone's got any ideas, shoot them my way. I'm more than happy to put them out there, for sure.
That is so cool. I have another question about like the worldwide shipping or the different maybe culture or sizes of people. I mean, shirt sizes, for example, in Italy, an L is probably like an S in Switzerland. How difficult is it to manage that?
It is. We're pretty lucky, I guess. Like Australian sizes is pretty, I would say pretty standard. Like a large is a large, you know, like you kind of know. not to say that we haven't been caught out, you know, but we've been pretty lucky, I think. I think when people order shirts, I think the size that they're ordering is the size that they're getting. You know, there's nothing hidden there. Like they're true to size and they're awesome quality and, you know, super comfy. So I hope everyone that's got one is frothing on it as much as I am.
You said before that you're on the toe boogie a lot and you've been foiling earlier than your partners.
Yeah.
What is boogieing the most foiling you do, or are you on the wing as well, the para wing, surf foiling? What do you do?
I would say before I got the boogie, prone foiling was probably the biggest discipline that I did, purely because that's how I learned to foil, regrettably, because it took me forever. But yeah, that's how I learned, from my mate who decided to tow me out on a jet ski on a 6 foot day at the back of the reef in town and said, oh, you'll be right. You'll be right. You'll get it.
How did that go?
Not well. No, I didn't get up. But he got whipped into a fair few waves, so he was pretty happy. I think it was a bit of a stitch up, to be honest. But yeah, no, it wasn't long after that, you know, a bit of time behind the ski, get a bit of flight control, and then as soon as you know what it's like, as soon as you get that first bit of flight, you're hooked. There's nothing else you want to do. So yeah, progressed from that, a lot of time behind the ski trying to get a feel for it, and then into the waves, and then we're pretty lucky here. We've got so many good prone waves. So the progression once it kind of started to click was pretty quick. And then from there, dabbled in the winging. Wasn't 100% sold on it. I don't know. For me, there was a lot going on. There was a lot of tantrums. And then from there, a couple of us have started the downwind punishment on the SUPs, which has been making terrible. Slow progression. The challenge is the best part about it, I think. You know, that you put yourself through that whole learning curve again, you know, looking like an absolute bloody idiot, you know, falling off every 2 meters, but you know, then you'll get up and you might go for 50 meters and you're like, oh yeah, I'm starting to get it. It's all coming. It's that reward feeling that you get, you know, you put the effort in and you get that little bit of reward, and it's keeps enough to keep you coming back, which is cool. And I've had a couple of sessions on the para wing now. I'd say that's probably not going to come out again for a little while, because the
really
the tantrums on that day, they, They were pretty wild. So
what happened?
I took it out on my downwind board. So I think that was my first mistake. The board was a bit too big. And
really?
Okay. I spent a lot of time trying to get the lines untangled from the front of the board, put it that way. It was, there was a lot of running over the power wing and a lot of swearing words coming out as I was trying to pull it out from around the nose.
That's how it's supposed to be.
While getting blown downwind. So it was a learning experience, but yeah, we'll keep going at it and see how we go. It's I've got Svenny telling me how good it is, so I've got to keep persisting and get there.
Which power wing did you use?
I've got the Flow, the 4.2, which it's good. I can't blame the power. It's not the power wing's fault, unfortunately.
you can always do that. Operator. What foils are you using?
So I'm writing code. Started on Unifoil when I first started, back on the Hyper 190, 210. And then from there went to Axis, just cause it was so readily available here. So I went across to Axis and wrote Axis for quite a while, up until probably 12 months ago, when I jumped across and I actually got the chance to try the 850S from code. And rode it for three waves and then went in and sold my Axis gear and brought codes. It was, it just filled that gap that I was missing. You know, I always felt like there was something missing. And I rode the 850 and that was it. So, since then, kind of, you know, dabbled with ride the 720 would have probably been my most common wing I ride. Up until recently, I just got the 810X before we went to Bali. And pretty much rode that full time in Bali and absolutely loving it. So awesome foil. Bit slower, obviously, than the 720, but the way it turns and handles the speed is it's pretty fun foil to ride. So pretty hooked
really
on that.
What I love about the code setup is how stiff the mast and the connections are. It really feels like you're on tracks. It's super nice to
The boards have done an amazing job like that. And you know, being an Australian brand, it's pretty hard not to jump on board and support the guys. So they've done a great job. They've got a great range. I think there's nothing there that doesn't need to be there. It's they've done a great job.
Do you have any collaborations with these brands? Like if they buy a whole setup, that they get a foil brand hat as well or something?
No, not really. So we do a bit with our local foil shop down in Perth. Stand up Fremantle. So those guys look after us like really well down there. They stock some of their gear in the shop there. And so pretty much any gear we need, we go to them because, you know, they look after us. So it's really good.
Sounds awesome. That sounds amazing, man. Really cool. For me, I see you on my Instagram all the time. It really looks good. So many times I was already like on shop. I'm like, all right, I have enough shirts as it is. But I know in the next couple of weeks, eventually I'm just going to fold and I'm going to get one of your shirts.
We'll have to hook you up.
Well, Corey, is there anything else you want to like tell the world?
No, I'm super grateful for everyone that supports us. It's honestly, you know, it's kind of lost for words, really, how it's all gone. And you know, just the community, this community is incredible. You know, the whole foiling community, the stoke that everyone shares, and the fact that you can have a conversation with someone on the outside of the world, you know, about foiling. And, you know, as you can see, we can sit here for 40 minutes and, you know, just talk and, you know, probably do it for another 40 if we had to. It's just,
no problem.
It's that kind of community. And just super grateful to be a part of it.
Super cool. When are you going to go back on your tugs, on your boats?
So I've taken a bit extra time off. So I'm going back just before Chrissy. So Christmas at sea. Which is all right. We got a pretty good chef on board. So the Christmas spread's pretty good.
All right. Very nice. Well, if anyone who listened or watched is thinking about getting something, foilbrand.com is your website. At foilbrand on Instagram, you see it all over the internet anyway. So super cool. Thank you for watching, for listening. If you like the show, make sure to, you know, actually give it a review. Like on Apple Podcasts, there is one review. So that would be super cool. Yeah, let's do that. Thank you very much, Corey, for coming on the show. Have a nice day, man.
You too, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate.